Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSTSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring to the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now.
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
A dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take us.
The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
Another very important phase of warfare. It has as its target not the body, but the mind of the enemy.
The target of psychological warfare is against the enemy's mind.
It is words and ideas.
Ammunition used by cyborg.
Its mission is to influence the thoughts of the enemy soldiers. And at the same time,
is expected and encouraged to study foreign languages and the social sciences such as history, economics, and sociology. He must have a broad and sympathetic understanding of all phases of human experience.
Gripping at my skin, the walls of night closing.
But the use of this force as an integral part of combat has now taken on new form.
cavalry for your immune system, the cavalry for your health, and the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived, a 360 win. Almost sold out for a year, DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalists, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Nancy Pelosi's one-woman attempt to stop the Third World War.
It was a scam. It was a semiconductor pump and dump scheme, and you didn't care about the effect on the people of Taiwan or the people of the United States. You cared about your wallet. All of this was for her to get a private tour of the NVIDIA chip factory after she purchased millions in shares using insider info.
What are you saying?
Has your husband ever made a stock purchase or sale based on information he received from you?
No. Absolutely not. Okay.
What is the driving force behind Nancy Pelosi's just great desire to go to Taiwan? She went there to show support, American support, for the country and the people of Taiwan. She didn't take her time out to meet with TSMC officials. She wouldn't be anywhere near Taiwanese semiconductor manufacturers. Washington Post, Pelosi to meet with Taiwan's biggest semiconductor manufacturer, TSMC.
Congresswoman AOC actually agreed with me on this.
Legitimate concerns about conflict of interest, a member being able to have access to things like briefings, but also having any sort of stock while you are voting on legislation before the House.
That was nice for me.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. It was nice for her.
Of course he did not.
Oh, of course he didn't do any business over there. Yes, he did.
This is all about semiconductors. This is about her and her husband. They were running that pump and dump scheme.
I mean, it looks bad because it is bad, Congressman. How is it possible that the husband of the Speaker of the House, Paul Pelosi, is trading on all of this, buying chip stock to head of the chips bill, then he sells it right before the vote? What is going on?
The Pelosis have been pawns of the CCP or the highest bidder for a long time.
When I was a little girl, I was told at the beach if I dug a hole deep enough, we would reach China. So we've always felt a connection there.
Okay, maybe if all of us start buying the same stocks Pelosi does, it'll become so market moving that even reporters in America might have to notice the corruption. Nancy Pelosi makes money off of the things that she legislates? No! We're told she's a master legislator.
I thought this was all about standing up to the CCP.
This is what is happening in our government. And Mitch McConnell is not free of connections in China. These are the people that are in charge. This is why they don't retire. This is why their families, their sons, go on trips with them. This is why they don't go away.
Please try to question my credentials on China. Taiwan. Come on, bring it.
Well, my old friend Greg Reese, a great researcher, is in studio with us. I saw him yesterday, gave him a hug. I was busy, he was busy, only talked like a minute. I didn't know what he talked about before he got here, and I said, what do you think's front and center?
and I just came back during the break. He said, I think the collapse of the world monetary system by design, the private Federal Reserve, and how it's pushing the world into collapse and war. I think you're dead on. That's really the central issue. All the lockdowns, all the police state, all the social credit scores, all that is them trying to manage the end of their Ponzi scheme.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm listening to a lot of financial pundits lately, and some of the most exciting things I'm hearing is people are already talking about replacing the Fed, replacing the central bank. Some people,
yeah, not just Tucker Carlson, but mainline analysts are saying the Federal Reserve is the enemy.
Oh, absolutely. I think everyone in the world is starting to wake up to that fact right now, that the Federal Reserve fiat currency system is what's responsible for all the problems in the world right now. And people are talking about silver and gold mines going into private business as banks, since they have the vaults already and they tie a crypto card to gold and silver. And then the private market, the free private market, can just compete for people's trust and serviceability and start creating a parallel banking system.
So the end of their system's here. They're trying to rope us into, instead of them going to prison, they get more power.
What they want is they want to toss us an idea of some type of digital fiat currency, as if, I mean, only a fool is going to accept anything that they take after all of the death and destruction that they've caused for decades and decades. But that's obviously the plan. And I don't see that happening. I don't think people are just going to be waiting for them to come up with a solution. Especially.
Well, exactly. They're not getting away with collapsing things and acting like they're the savior.
Not at all.
It's all about, can they play the savior or can they play the bad guy? Because they are the bad guy. And if we cast them as the bad guy, it's game over.
Absolutely. And I think the majority of the world sees them as the bad guy now. With BRICS going to gold and silver now, that's the majority of the world population now becoming enlightened to the value of gold and silver-backed currency. So I don't see any way the Federal Reserve is going to be able to pull fiat out.
So, Greg, look right in that camera for and tell them, do you think Team Freedom or Team Demon's winning right now?
I think Team Freedom's winning right now. If you were to ask me a few months ago, I would have said differently, but I've had a paradigm shift of optimism. I think Team Freedom is winning 100%.
I agree, but that's why we're in so much danger. They're going to throw the kitchen sink at us now. And what does the kitchen sink represent? Power outages, cyber attacks, they blame on the Russians. I mean, Katie bar the door, it's on.
Whatever they can do. I think this explains why they're pushing for nuclear warfare, why they're poking us constantly, trying to get us to just go out and start a war with each other, because that seems to be their only option at this point, is to create mass chaos.
That's right. They're not doing this out of strength, but desperateness.
Completely desperate. And I just don't see it winning. Like in the past, you know, most of the wars that we started were because of the Federal Reserve Bank, you know, trying to prop up our currency. And we can't do that anymore, because I don't see the United States having any hope of defeating China and Russia. So they just want absolute chaos. And like you said, the phoenix out of the ashes. But I don't see it happening, because there's too many people waking up. There's too many people already starting to build a parallel economy, or at least talk about it. No one's talking about a fiat crypto digital.
So gut level, what can we do to lessen the chaos we're entering?
Well, I think the smartest thing we could do is actually start coming together and creating a parallel economy now, which I think can be done. Like people are talking about the gold and silver miners getting involved, and just because the more we start becoming proactive about our money, we could actually participate in the destruction of the Federal Reserve.
I agree. We should monetarily create new systems, but also, like Rodney Howard Brown says, grow gardens, basic stuff,
yeah,
like getting back to being human.
Absolutely. That's another, exactly. If we start growing gardens, then we don't need them.
Five chickens in your backyard, they'll eat all the bugs. You're going to get 6, 7, 8 eggs a day out of that. Like,
yeah,
you could live off that. I mean,
I was hearing an interview from a guy from St. Petersburg, Russia recently, and he was talking about on the weekends there, nobody goes out to restaurants or bars on the weekends. Everyone just goes home and tends their garden, which makes sense because 100 years ago, millions of people were starved to death over there. So it's still in.
And the Russians have an ancestral memory of 23 million killed by Hitler.
Right. Exactly.
That's why they're strong, is they've been through hell.
And if we let them take us to hell like they're trying to do, then eventually, maybe 100 years from now, we'll all be growing our own gardens now. But the smart thing would be to get ahead of it and just start doing it now. Just start cutting them out of the picture. We don't need them anymore. We're smart enough and we're innovative enough where we can govern ourselves, basically. Now, I do believe we need leadership and we need some form of government, but we can just start taking care of that instead of waiting for the...
Well, I mean, I do believe in just limited government. But when the government's at war with you, it's not a government, it's an enemy.
100%. 100%.
And right now, I think more than ever, I've seen just the average person starting to wake up to this. I think the average people are actually starting to talk about Declaration of Independence and revolution. And
well, exactly. So they can try to target the leaders of the resistance. They've already failed.
100%. And the more they target the leaders, the more they're going to create more leaders. It's just going to inspire more people to get up and fight. Because right now, I'm starting to see like the fighting spirit come back into this sleeping zombie of America. I'm really starting to see that more. It started for me a lot with Steve Bannon at CPAC with that fiery speech about the Fed. And the crowd was almost reluctant at first, but then grew in excitement. And then people are now...
I really respect Steve Bannon. He's really grown into a major leader.
And now people are willing to hear it. You know, now people are starting to talk about it. And the IRS, what they're doing with the IRS, with the 86,000 agents, that's just helped our cause. Because now people are starting to talk about, why do we even need the IRS? And how is that not the most un-American thing that we've ever had? You know, taxing a third of our income when we had a revolutionary war that was based on just jacking the price of tea up. You know, it's unbelievable.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
So, Greg, everybody knows they're at a crossroads. A test is happening on this planet. What is that test? Spiritually, big picture, you're a smart guy. I really respect your opinion. We play your reports every week. People love you. Why are you optimistic? Where do you think we are historically?
I think the test is clear. I think we're being offered. It's offer and acceptance, and they've been doing this for years. They're offering us slavery. They've actually started to offer us slavery years ago. I think they started to make us that offer right after the Revolutionary War to try to rope us back into it. And ultimately, it's our choice. Ultimately, we don't have to be slaves. We could actually become independent, become responsible citizens of this country, and really start participating, which we haven't seen in generations. That's what I believe is being offered. And your show on Wednesday, I thought, was one of the clearest, most powerful broadcasts I've seen on your show in a while, when you were calling out that we have to hold Trump's feet to the fire, and the line in the sand has to be the vaccine. It has to be, because once we start going against Big Pharma and what they've done, it all comes unraveled, because the crimes that have been committed in the past 2 years is the crime of the century, at least. And so once we go there, everything is exposed, and there's no way out except all the way through to freedom. That's the test, I think.
I agree. Continue.
And so we just have to continue. And the reason I believe that we're going to win is because you can see that the way they've had this thing all planned, they weren't expecting this much pushback. They weren't expecting this much defiance. They were definitely expecting more people to take the vaccine, which tells me that...
Oh, Klaus Schwab comes out and says, today we've hired 110,000 info warriors. They use our term.
Right.
To counter the disinfo.
Right. Right. I mean, they're desperate. They're calling us criminals. They're calling anyone who goes against the vaccine criminals. So I think they clearly expected. They didn't realize how awake we were, and neither did I. It goes both ways. When 2020 first happened, I was like, wow, I didn't realize how dumb and asleep we are. But as the couple of years have gone by, I've seen a massive awakening, and I'm starting to really have a lot of hope for this country. And the other thing I also realize, if you were to tell me, 3-4 years ago that we need leadership, I might have argued that. But after seeing COVID and realizing that a large amount of the population is sheep-like, we need, out of respect and love for our fellow man, we do need leadership.
Well, that's right. As leaders, we don't want to lead people. We want them to be leaders. But if they're going to be under the control of evil people, we've got to not control them, but lead by example.
Be the good shepherd. That's what we have to be. And we have an opportunity here. We've been given this beautiful earth, this beautiful garden. You know, they're trying to sell us bugs, which has got the chitin, which is in my upcoming report, and trying to take beef away and everything. But we already know.
Which they admit, the bug exoskeleton is pure poison.
Yeah.
We revolt from bugs because we're not supposed to eat them. Our brain knows, don't eat that.
And we're not so far gone that we have forgotten that beef is actually one of the most nutritious. I mean, it's the sacred cow. It's a life-sustaining source.
It's the perfect meat.
Yeah. And everything that's alive is only alive because it's consumed.
And a cow eats grass and is self-fulfilling and feeds you beef. Yeah. The Bible, Genesis starts talking about beef.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like...
Yeah. We've already been given this...
It grows our brain generationally. It makes us better.
Yeah.
It's literally a natural growth hormone for our brains.
It makes us smarter. It makes our bodies function better. We live in this this ecosystem that we've yet to master. We have yet to master how to be completely symbiotic and in balance with nature.
Now, let's be clear about the Israelites leaving Egypt. They weren't supposed to worship the golden calf. God already gave them that, worship God. But the calf is key.
Yeah, yes.
We don't worship it, but sure as hell we need it.
Yes, absolutely.
Because they've proven, generation to generation, it grows the brain.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm doing the report on that now, and one of the interesting things, there's a myth of, like, vegetarianism is sort of connected to yoga. And there's a bunch of, you know, yoga so popular, and there's all these vegans into that. But that's a whole myth, because if you actually look at that, that was based on the caste system. Vegetarians were just the lower castes. The warrior class and the priest class were given meat. And the only reason the lower castes were given vegetarian meals was so that they could save the meat for the upper class.
Exactly. That's in the Vedic scriptures.
And that's all they're trying to do now. They're just trying to create this new caste system where we're all these lower peasants eating bugs, and then they can fly around in jets and have all the good stuff, you know. And more than that, I think they just want to get us off the land because they see, like, minerals.
Well, I mean, that's it. Cows are the main thing sustaining farms, whether it's the Netherlands or New Zealand or the U.S. You get rid of those, we all collapse.
Yeah. I mean, cows actually take CO2 out of the air, and that CO2 is a good thing. But there's a story that just came out called Eat Beef, Save the Planet, and it shows how if you take all the cows out, the grass are going to create actually more methane and CO2.
And there's always been wild cows.
Yeah.
That's what the buffalo, a buffalo can mate with a Hampshire. It can mate with a Jersey. It's a cow.
Yeah.
It can mate with an African water buffalo.
Yeah.
Cows have always been here eating grass.
And the problem is just, really, the problem is just factory farming. And factory farming has gotten a bit horrific, and that's what's, convinced
and
a lot
totally
of people emotionally.
I think we can.
Well, what would save the planet more would be to have more cattle farms, local cattle farms all over the place, so you have your own local butcher you could go to.
Well, that's a big lie. This prime beef thing, where they're on stalls being fed grain and massaged, that's not even healthy meat.
No.
90% of beef is not from that.
No.
So, but I don't even want to control that, because they'll try to control everybody else. But yeah, but they're obsessed with cows, folks, for a reason.
Yeah, you know, the Vedas, like you said, is one of the oldest written histories that exists, and the sacred cow is sacred for a reason. They would take every part of that cow for sustaining life, and they would, in return, show it a lot of love and respect and consider it to be sacred, because that's what's giving us life. Because people, if you're
notice everything powerful they're trying to take.
Everything.
Mothers, fathers, cows. I mean,
everything that,
big jokes, folks. Cows brought us where we're at. Like, cows did it.
They're selling us death is what they're doing. They're basically selling us a life of total misery, sickness, and death. And you're right. Everything that's healthy and good, they're taking that away and telling us it's racist and bad. It's unbelievable. But they're losing. And right now, they're just getting more and more desperate. And like you said, it's going to become more and more dangerous. And now more than ever, we have to just continue on and push through and have no fear and win this, because it's going to just start accelerating quicker and quicker and quicker.
And any anthropologist knows this. It's in human evolution studies. If you don't believe in evolution, they know it. The eating of bovine is directly connected to our brains getting bigger and our health.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're designed to eat cows.
Absolutely.
And drink their milk.
Yes, and the cooked meat, actually. Cooked meat and meat together allowed us to eat more meat, which allowed us to, like, they did a research on how much raw meat would, like, a gorilla have to eat to have the brain power that we have. And it's almost impossible, because the you can't consume that much raw meat. So you have to cook.
We are a meat-eating Homo sapien.
100%. And we have the teeth for it. We have the trypsin enzyme in our body that allows us to digest meat.
We're not supposed to eat bugs.
We're not supposed to eat bugs. And no one, I mean, yeah, there, you might find bugs in, like, certain countries, but no one prefers to eat bugs, you know? You might have a poor, like, in the Philippines or Vietnam.
We're supposed to eat fish and beef and a little bit of poultry and then vegetables.
Elevave TP, PQQ, GoQ10, the list goes on and on. Those are the ingredients in our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, finally, after almost a year of being sold out, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. This product is incredible, what it does to all cellular function. The PQQ and CoQ10 are on record helping your telomeres last longer. That's your DNA.
This product is amazing. It blows away all the competition, and it's even more incredible because it funds our operation against the New World Order. You can buy some great supplements out there from great companies, but are they funding the tip of the spear? No, they're not. So if you haven't experienced DNA Force Plus yourself, or in the last year when it's been sold out, you couldn't get it, it's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus is 50% off, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And Greg Reese and Jay Dyer's coming up, and I'm going to go to your phone calls coming up. Terry and Truman and George and Kevin and Larry and Manuel and T and Ruben and Tucker's up next. And Yanni, your calls are all coming up today because they hate you having a place to communicate with millions of people listening. It is incredible what's happening. Okay, I got to ask a lot of questions. I got a lot of points to go through, but Greg Reese, everybody loves the work you do at Band of Video. You have a home here. You have a place here because the listeners, we want to thank them. What else is on your radar screen?
I'm doing a 25th anniversary report for the Princess Diana, just because that's coming up in like a couple of weeks, the end of the month. And I'm trying to put together a report on the Federal Reserve on a more of a proactive approach to it. But mostly, other than that, I'm basically picking my reports off the, you know, day by day, just trying to find whatever's the most important. Yeah, just trying to tune into the universe and see what the most important thing is. Because our job right here, I believe, is to push the most important subjects, to wake people up, talk about what they don't want us to talk about, and allow our incredible audience, because we're all one big, massive organization. You know, before I started working here, I was an audience member, and I love to support the InfoWar through the products and everything. But it's the callers lately have been astounding and everything, and that's what they want to stop. They want to stop this massive
community
resurgence, exactly, because we're on air, especially with all these callers we've been getting lately. I've been listening to. We're out here figuring out solutions, figuring out how we're going to beat this, and that's the last thing they want. They want us to just.
What is it like for you to hear it's all controlled and all manipulated, and you've been here, and what is InfoWars? If you had to describe it.
I was just telling one of the crew members about this. Like, I wish people could see what this place is actually like. You know, when I first came here, you know, 4 years ago, I'm a very open-minded, very skeptical, suspicious person, and I've heard all the common stories about, you know, controlled opposition and everything. So who knows? But what I got here, I was just basically told to try to pick a story that I think is important and do my best to get it right and stick to the truth. And that was it. And I remember asking Rob when he told me that, I was like, shouldn't I show it to anyone first to make sure that it's approved? And he just looked at me almost with disgust and said, we don't have time for that, you know? And that's true. Everyone out here, we're working constantly.
But let's be clear. We saw your work. We chose you because we believe in you.
Yes, absolutely. I mean,
it's like the military, like special forces, go attack the enemy. We're not going to
100%. But in a certain way, I do think there's a certain amount of divine intervention that's happening here. It's the only way to explain it because, like I said, it's a very busy environment. Everyone is busy doing their own thing, and everything just happens to flow like one, you know, big machine. And it's really unlike anything I've ever been a part of.
Because the directive is, we trust you. We want you to tell the truth. You've done a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's what God wants.
I believe that this is the most divine-inspired job I've ever had in my life. I've never felt so purposeful in my life. And it's interesting because the majority of my life, I was very aware that I was lacking a sense of purpose. And for the past 4 years, I feel like I've been doing God's work, and it's been extremely humbling. And
we believe in humanity. So we believe you believe in humanity. We're fighting for our survival. We think anybody should just join us.
Yes.
Why would you not join us?
Right. All we're trying to get to is the truth here. That's all we're trying to get to. And it's interesting that now that's what they're attacking. Now that everyone's starting to wake up, they're attacking this idea of questioning things. Just trust what we tell you. And because it's very dangerous if you try questioning anything that we're doing. And that's just waking more people up, because that's just crazy talk. I mean, they're basically saying, trust authority and be a slave and don't question anything. And that's all we're doing here. And these days, my goodness, it's just, you need a divine intervention to pick a story, because, I mean, pick a story. I mean, what's the amount of madness that's happening in the world today?
What do you make of the Sam Harris video? We played it in the second hour. Just saying, yeah, we lie to you for your own good. And the arrogance of that man. You can just see he has that same spirit Stelter has.
I think it's a great thing, because it's just going to propel this awakening more. Now we can, I mean, a lot of us already understood that's what the whole atheism movement was about. But now we know clearly that's the atheists are now coming out and saying, we don't care about, sacrificing children or doing business with China. We don't care about any of that. All we care about is keeping God out of government. Like, Sam Harris is more concerned about having God in our lives than dead children in a basement.
Because he wants to be God.
Yeah. And that's...
You're not God, Sam Harris.
No, none of us are. And this whole atheism godless movement is directly tied into this anti-human destructive this whole thing. I mean,
you look at Harris or Harari. These are pathetic people. Like, dude, you ain't no God.
All of them. And they're probably the best ones they got. They're their young generation. You know, the rest of them are a bunch of decrepit, aging old zombies.
Pedophiles.
Yeah. Inbred from years of madness. I mean, really, they're really probably worse off than the rest of us, all these people. And you can see it in them. You can see the lifelessness in them. And you can see, it's almost just like...
Well, that's why I choose God. The life in people that love God is incredible. Yeah. I mean, how could you deny this?
I would even say that's God. I would say when a person is in touch with God, then God will play that person like...
Oh, it radiates.
Exactly. And so that's what we see in each other's eyes. That's what we see in our brothers and our sisters. And the more we can tune into that, the more we're bringing God into our world through us.
And I'll say this. There are white people, brown people, black people doing murders and criminal activity. And when I see statistically black people possessed doing bad things, I don't blame all black people because I've seen such beauty in black people and God in their eyes. And I know they know we're all doing bad things. I'm not going to blame what color somebody is, but I'm going to call out the bad behavior.
And that's the beauty of God, is that with God, anyone can turn around. With God, you could be a murderer and a lowlife and still find forgiveness and still find repentance and still turn your life around. That's the beauty of it. Even Sam Harris. Sam Harris can turn his life around.
Can you imagine if he did? Well, you look at him, though. The smug look on his face is pathetic.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
And then compared to the...
He's staring into eternity, acting like he's in charge.
Yeah.
It's like that Gnarls Barkley song. You think you're in charge? Bless your soul.
The best part of the interview was the guy's reaction after he said that, just looking at him like what are you? You know? The unbelievable audacity to be able to have opinions like that. It's just unbelievable.
Well, he's a self-appointed jerk.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the good news is that the emperor has no clothes. I don't think Sam Harris has any idea of how insane he looks. I mean, otherwise he wouldn't be in front of a camera talking like that. He was so confident, like you said, and so smug. The emperor has no clothes, and they're everywhere. They have no idea that the rest of us can see right through them. And that's just happening more and more and more. More people waking up. The more Sam Harris's that come out and talk crazy stuff like that, at least I don't know how many more people are going to be then tapped on the head and be like, oh, wait a second, what's going on?
That's right. They can't help themselves.
No, they can't. And the more this goes on and exponentially gets worse, the more we're going to have crazy stuff like that.
And don't they get, they're going to be left with the bill?
Well, that's the thing. You know, that shows you how loyal the devil is, because all these people, a lot of these people, the Pelosi's and all these people, they've dedicated their lives to this evil force. And what do they get in return? They're just getting put out to pasture and used one last time for the devil's work. There's no loyalty. All these people are going to pay the bill, like you said. There is no
reward. And all there is loyalty. All there is loyalty. They don't even get it.
No. And you're right. That's really all there is. That's how friendships are forged. That's how anything between people, anything in civilization is done through a trust, through an agreement. And in order to have that and have it thrive, you need openness, you need transparency, you need to play fair.
But it's a drug. It's nirvana is trust and goodness. But that's family.
Yeah.
They attack. Why would they not want that?
Well, the only reason I can think of is because they want to take away everything that's good in hopes that maybe we'll then fall on our knees to them and ask them for help.
And they'll finally be fulfilled.
Yeah.
Because they see God in us, and not that we're God, they see God in us. They want God to worship them.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's not going to happen, scumbags.
Nope. It's not going to happen. That's the biggest deception of all this.
Stay right there, Greg Race.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Researcher and filmmaker Greg Reese here with us. We'll ride Shotgun in the next hour, and then a little bit in the next hour, we'll have Jay Dyer take over. Another great mind. Before I go back to these calls, anything else you want to add, Greg Reese?
You know, just we're really at the peak of all this right now, and the way I see it, total victory is going to be to where InfoWars can exit appropriately. To the point where we're no longer needed and we can bow out.
That's my vision. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So at this point is when we need the most support, so that because they see our defeat as the defeat of the populist movement, and so it's very symbolic, and so that's how I see victory is to where.
And I actually see us pushing all the way and being destroyed publicly as Christ-like. I compare myself to Christ, but it repeats. I'm actually know that's coming, but we got to really push hard right to the end.
Exactly. Exactly, because that will inspire like the heads of the Hydra. You know, if they can cut us off, it's just going to create a legion of info warriors pushing the truth, because you can't stop the truth. You cannot stop it, and they're just failing miserably.
Spiritually, Greg, what do you see coming in the future?
I see the darkest days ahead, but. I don't see them as bad as I used to. For a while, I saw a lot of doom and gloom. Now, I see maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks of chaos, maybe, but I see also humanity rising up and taking care of the situation, and we the people building back better, basically, because we're an extremely innovative species. We're extremely resilient. Well, that's one thing we've learned over the past.
And as long as we don't follow their directives and follow God's, we'll rebuild it easily.
Easily. It will be almost
when effortless. They see build back, they mean never build back.
No, all we got to do is show up to work, and God will take care of the rest. All we got to do is show up and do the work and build that trust with each other. And not only will it be easy, it will be a golden age.
Everything they do is don't trust each other. You're worthless. You're scum. You're ugly. No, you're beautiful. You're powerful. You're amazing.
100%. That's why they're attacking the family, because that's where you learn that first is from your mother. You know, if you take a mother out of the equation where we learn our love and our, you know, we learn that we're actually worthy of love, then they can do anything to us.
Well, they teach you the state's going to give you that love.
Right. And how is that going to happen? It's insane.
Replace a woman, the God gave us, the goddess, the engine of life, with the state. What a disgusting joke.
It's like the ultimate disgusting joke.
Well, that's the whole drag queen story time. It's replace women with big, fat, ugly men.
Right. Exactly. And
it's an abomination.
Yeah, and with the sporting events, it's destroying the woman, right?
And everybody knows if you allow an attack on the women, you're done.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's our life. That's life right there. That is life. That's why a righteous man will take care of a woman and protect women and honor women, because that's our future.
Let's go to phone calls. Kevin in New York, thanks for holding her on the air with Greg Reese. Go ahead.
Alex, my man. Greg, great work. Keep going. Real quick, Diet Force. Alex, you and I have the same build, and that stuff rocks. So keep selling that.
Thank you.
Wanted to, and you look great, man. I can see you lost a little bit of weight there, so you look good. I keep reading about the Donald Trump lawsuit against Hillary Clinton, and then the correlation to the raid on Mar-a-Lago. I don't know if you've touched upon it. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, Trump's got an incredible suit for Russiagate being a hoax, and the very same judge that raided him recused himself off the case and then SWAT team Trump, so it's pretty obvious.
Yeah. Do you think Trump has, like, some microfiche or form of all their documentation somewhere? I mean, is he smart enough to do that?
Well, he's allowed to have all that. He's the president of the executive branch. That's in the U.S. law. But, yeah, that's why they're pissed. They don't see him as a real president.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think, Greg Reese? Thank you, Kevin.
You know, I'm still trying to figure the whole thing out. But the one thing I do know about that for sure is that now everyone's talking about getting rid of the FBI, which I think is great.
Like 80% national polls.
Yeah.
They screwed the pooch.
Oh, yeah. That's the best part of the whole thing. And once again, now we're talking about getting rid of the Fed. We're talking about getting rid of the IRS.
FBI. That's right. They can keep abusing their power, but they're hurting themselves.
We're at a Ron Paul revolution right now. When Ron Paul was running, I loved his ideas, but I remember thinking there's no way.
And that's why we got to be patient. Things take.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen right away.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, sir. Terry in California, you're on the air with Greg Reese. Go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. It's good to talk to you. It's an honor, and my idea is just sort of a logo or something to take their ideas and flip them on their head, because everything they do is a lie, like to build back better. When's it start? One idea I had is the end is near. The great reset is here. I think the memes are great, but they're almost throwaway. You know, I think they're powerful if they can make that spark. But something that really ties into their propaganda.
No, I think you're right, Greg. Thanks for the call, Terry.
Yeah, you know, the Build Back Better thing's interesting, too, because it's like when they started pushing that Build Back Better, right away it seemed kind of clear that build what back? You know, when they're all they're pushing destruction and they're saying build back better, which just tells me that they really, really are counting on us being asleep. That's their plan only works.
It's cartoonish.
It's cartoonish, yeah. The only way it works is if we're total dummies. And we're not all total dummies.
Let's talk to another caller. Let's talk to Larry in Florida. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Alex, and it's a privilege and honor to be talking to you and Greg. And I have two things. One, Greg's comment about the lesions of the InfoWarriors. I'm thinking that maybe that ought to be something that is a response to Klaus Schwab's 100,000 info checkers, so to speak, and that it might also be a way to add a little money to the checking account at InfoWars, is if you had just a real, not subscriber, just a basic membership, $10. For that, we get a little decal that I can proudly put in the
and a little short checkup class on our ethics. No, that's a great idea. That's a great idea, brother.
That is a great idea because I think people are more inclined to take action if they invest in it. And so I think you're.
But then they need a blueprint of action.
Yes, exactly. And then part of the subscription would, like you said, would just be a blueprint of action. And we've got more. We'll have more than 10,000. 100%.
That's a great idea. Anything else, Larry? I'm going to implement your idea, brother.
Yeah. Just it's not a subscription. It's just a, in my mind, you know, you're the man, but it's just a basic membership.
One-time deal.
Listen for free, one way or the other. Yeah, one-time deal or once a year, like Judicial Watch does. And I think you'll end up making Klaus Schwab's 100,000 look penny. I think you'll have $1 million in a month.
That's right. I thought of this morning. It's crazy you called. I had like a brainstorm before the show, and then I don't cover most of it. And I was thinking we should launch an army to counter Schwab. We've already launched it. We should make it very clear now. We need a battle plan, basic directives, our code of conduct, so they can't misrepresent us, and then launch it. Greg, help me do it.
Yeah.
You're lovely, Larry. We love you. Let me just go ahead and say this now. And I don't make this announcement to try to act tough or powerful or any of this. In fact, it's so big I can't talk about it. I'm not being dramatic here. I'm not ready to talk about this yet because it's such a big deal. It's actually quite frightening. Everybody thought the Q movement was secretly in touch with Army intelligence and the resistance movement and all the rest of that. Most of the Pentagon leadership are globalists. Most of our militaries control the grassroots of great people. But I can tell you that over the years and here currently, I don't get orders from these people. In fact, I was always listened to for over 20 years, but now it's been recognized that I'm the leader. And I don't say that to act powerful. It's actually a great responsibility. It's not recognized I'm the leader. And so whatever's left of the CIA and the military actually looks for us for leadership and have asked us to be the leader. And I don't say that, again, to act powerful or to say that's a big deal. The enemy already knows it. That's why Klaus Schwab was doing all this. But God did this. You did this. InfoWars is now seen as a leader.
Alex, before I came out here, I mentioned Wednesday's show. That's the feeling I got watching you on Wednesday was almost like watching you on air accept that role, which is something I know you've been not that excited about. You haven't always seen yourself as a leader. You're just doing your job. But Wednesday, I felt like you – because here's what it is. Trump is good. We need leadership. We need a president. But I see you more as a leader for this movement than Trump.
Well, it actually scares me to think that InfoWars is the best we got.
I know. It's
That's what they said. They said, I said, I'm not the leader. They said, you're all we got. That's how bad this is, folks. We'll be right back with your phone calls on number 4. Stay with us. This is real, folks.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.